Some of you guys are lazy and you still have the victim mindset. All right. Even some of you guys that are subscribed to this channel, it's crazy. I want you to eliminate that today. I want you to eliminate excuses. I want you to eliminate crutches. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just read this to you here section by section instead of putting on the screen for today, because it's fairly short. So this is from Eric, and he says ADHD is no excuse. That's the subject line of his email. He says, I just finished watching your video on ADHD is not an excuse. I feel like I'm in the same boat as Drew. I blame all my problems on having a brain disorder, ADHD, depression, being gay and being broke and in a toxic relationship with my family. Okay. So one thing to understand about all of this, right? You know, and some of you guys know my stance on ADHD, right? I've been diagnosed with it. I don't really believe it exists. Now, what do I mean by this? What I mean is that I think there's a characteristic of behavior patterns that people diagnose as ADHD, but I don't really believe that most brain disorders exist. I don't believe in bipolar and all of these things. And you might be like, oh, John, you're crazy. You know, these things are medically documented. No. These are just a spectrum of the human mind and sort of traps that we can fall into, right? These are not genetically, I mean, there are some genetic things, right? There's schizophrenia, there's pieces of things. So don't get me wrong here. There are some times where there are very, very specific brain disorders, but majority of the stuff that modern psychology or psychiatry teaches is not accurate. It's not true. It's just ways to give people excuses, right? So the thing about this is that it's a trap that you fall into, right? For most of you that are struggling with things like ADHD, depression, whatever it is, it's usually a trap, right? Even anger, even borderline personality disorder. Believe me, I've dealt with plenty of those people. And a lot of times it's just a trap. It's a pattern of behavior that you have fallen into, all right, that you're using as an excuse. If you want a really good book that could help you with this, I really like the book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. We'll put a link up here in the cards and a link down below in the description for that book. Also, I have a book summary of that book in the Bulldog Mindset membership. It's just $7 to join for the first month. I highly encourage you to join and be around a group of other men who are not using excuses, all right, who are not being lazy, who are motivating each other and holding each other accountable. Really valuable. I've got a ton of lessons in there on improving your state, improving your mindset, making more money, you know, getting what you want out of life, all right, becoming a bulldog. All right. So anyway, talking about this, right? So he says, okay, I have ADHD. All right, fine. All right, let's not use that as an excuse. So even if you believe that it exists, so what? Some people, I was running down the boardwalk a couple of months ago and I saw a guy with no legs running and he was running ahead of me. Okay. He was on the little spring things. All right. You know, you might say, oh, well, he's got the spring thing. No, he doesn't have legs and he's running. Okay. So, so when you say I have ADHD and you're going to use that as an excuse, I mean, I don't know. I think the guy without legs, he's got a better case. All right. But he's not having legs as an excuse. So let's just get rid of that. All right. Depression. That's not an excuse either, right? You know, you blame your problems on depression. No, all of these things that you're blaming your problems on, they're a result of who you are. Like the problems that you have for the most part are a result of the mindset and what you're doing in life. They're not the things that are causing you to have problems, okay? It's not the problems themselves that are making your life bad. It's your life, it's your mindset, it's you that's causing those problems. Perhaps even something like ADHD. But regardless, definitely the sadness, the depression can be a result of your life, right? You know, being gay, again, you know, that's fine. You want, if you're gay, that's fine. But we can't blame that. We can't blame your life on that. You know, that's what it is, right? Being broke, again, right? Toxic relationship with your family. Like most of these things are things that you are making choices about or that you can fix, right? So it's really important that you guys stop blaming, stop making excuses, right? These are just the symptoms that you're seeing, but they're not the underlying issue, right? We need to work on the underlying issue, which is almost always related back to mindset, right? That's why Stoic philosophy is so critical. You guys start reading some Stoic philosophy, I'm going to actually make a channel where I'm going to do commentary on Stoic philosophy, because I had done it on this channel. You can find some of the stuff in the Bulldog Mindset membership, like I talked about. Just check that link down below. All right, but let's move on here. He says here, don't worry, I'm not going to just whine about my problems and say, bail me out of this. And that's good, right? I don't mean to knock Eric here. Eric, great. You emailed me. I appreciate that. It's awesome. You're recognizing these things. Good. You're helping other people because we're going to use this as an example. We're going to break this down. This video made me recognize that I'm not doing enough for myself. Good. I spend all my free time sitting on my bed watching YouTube videos and thinking about all the things I could be doing instead of doing them and blaming my depression. I've spent the last few years watching TV feeling sorry for myself. All right. Okay. So it ends now. It stops, right? So how do you stop this, right? If you're in this position, it's real simple. You ban yourself from TV, right? If you're going to watch YouTube videos, that can be okay, but I have this 70-30 rule. You should be producing 70% and consuming 30%. So how can you produce 70%? Start writing a book, start making your own YouTube videos, right? Anything. It doesn't even matter if you're good. Just start creating, start producing instead of consuming. You need to make that shift. You need to make that balance shift, and you need to be very careful at what you consume, right? If you can only consume 30%, you need to be very conscious. If you're going to watch some YouTube videos, make sure they're beneficial ones. Make sure the ones that are going to help you in your life. If you're going to watch some television program, watch something that's going to be beneficial, that's going to be worth spending that time. If you're going to spend some time consuming, I would recommend consuming books. Books are going to help you. All right. It's one of the things. I have a guy I've been working with in coaching. Awesome guy, young kid, very messed up, had a lot of issues and stuff. And I have been telling him, I just told him today, I was like, look, dude, if you want my mindset, read the books that I read. That's it. Like, that's the biggest hack, secret to life. Like, you're going to learn all these things. Like, I didn't learn all these things completely on my own, right? What happened was I read these books. They spurred my thinking. I started examining my own life and seeing the truth of it and then developing my own philosophies from that. And that's where I got to. So stop that, right? Cut it out. How can you stop it? Throw away the TV. Get rid of the TV. Get rid of the things that are causing you to fall and not to do what you want to do in life, all right? He says, obviously, I'm still stuck in the victim mindset. Okay. In the video, you mentioned live as if those problems don't exist. However, I don't understand how when in a toxic relationship with your mother or the problem of not having friends. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. You are in the victim mindset. This is victim mindset speaking right here. This is the victim mindset. You need to live as those problems don't exist. That's true. How do you do that? You simply do it. You simply live. You simply do like the guy running down the boardwalk with no legs. You strap on some rubber leg, bouncy legs, and you run. You do it. You just fly. You just go for it. You just pretend like you don't have any problems, and you just live your life like someone who doesn't have a problem, who doesn't have an excuse. Imagine if you were put in a situation, some kind of a boot camp or some kind of situation, a prison camp or something like that, and you're like, oh, I have asthma. They're like, I don't give a fuck if you have asthma. Fucking pick up those rocks, right? You're going to have to fucking do it anyway, right? You're going to have to. So you have to imagine that it doesn't matter, right? I talk to you guys about this all the time. No one gives a fuck. No one cares about you, really, all right? Instead, you have to decide that I am just going to live my life. Now, we talk about some excuses here, right? It doesn't matter if an excuse is good. It's still an excuse, right? So what if you're in a toxic relationship with your mother? You do not have to be in a relationship with your mother. Oh my gosh, John is, I can't believe he would say that. Yeah, you don't have to be in a relationship with your mother, all right? And I got news for you. Someday she's going to die, all right? So you cannot build your life around that. Right. And maybe you're living with her, maybe whatever it is, then you need to figure out a way to get on your own, or you need to cut that relationship down to as small amount as possible. If you're in a toxic relationship with someone, you're choosing to be in that relationship. You can get out of that relationship at any time. Now, there may be consequences for doing that, but there's also consequences for not doing that. And you're going to suffer those consequences, right? And just because no one can ever make you feel anything, right? No one makes you angry. No one makes you sad. No one does anything to you, right? It is you, your perception of it, that you cannot have someone harm you unless you allow them to, right? You have to remember that. You have that sovereignty over your life. You have to take that back, right? You can't harm me. You can't do anything to me. I can allow you to. Another good book on that is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. All right, go check that book. If you haven't read that book, that will get rid of all your excuses. He was in the Holocaust, all right? And he wrote a lot about that. Now, also, I have a summary of that in the Bulldog Mindset membership as well. Again, I'm going to keep telling you guys to go in there because this is, I can only give you so much on YouTube, right? We need a community. We need to have people who understand these mindsets. Now, not having friends. Again, it's a choice. It's a choice that you're making. You don't realize you're making that choice, but you can go out and you can make friends. If you're sitting there watching TV and YouTube all day, you're not out there making friends. But if you go out there and make an effort, let's say that you're such an unlikable person that only 5% of people you ever talk to like you. Well, guess what? If you want a friend, what does that mean? You need to talk to 20 people and you will get one friend. There you go. Try to be friends with 20 people and maybe one of them will stick. It's unlikely that's the case, but you can do it, right? I'm trying to give you ways so you understand that you can actually do it. I believe all my hardships stem from the relationship with my family and not having friends. I am stuck in a vicious cycle of not having friends because I'm depressed. I don't have any friends. Okay, so we can solve that cycle by breaking the cycle, right? So your hardships, you believe that they're stemming from your relationship with your family. I would kind of reverse it, and I would say that the reason why you don't have friends and why you have problems with your family is because of you, right? That you need to change your mindset, and that's what's causing all of these things. But let's start where you're at, right? Because it is a vicious cycle. So how do we stop this vicious cycle? It's simple. We cut the relationships with family that are toxic. You don't allow these things anymore. You fill yourself with positive thinking, positive books, the things that you consume, and you don't allow negativity into your life. You try to cut as many relationships as you need to. And it might be for a temporary time until you have your space and you can develop and grow, and then you can reestablish some of those relationships with boundaries. All right, another good book, Boundaries. I'll recommend that book. Again, another one in the membership as well. All right, so but what about being depressed and not having friends? Okay, well, we can go out. It's going to be hard to make friends when you're depressed, but you can go out there and do it. And if you break that cycle, if you start doing that, then things will change. But you see what you need to do, so just start executing on that. It's going to be hard at first, but then it'll become a virtuous cycle instead of a vicious cycle. Also, I'm sad every day because my life isn't where I want it to be, with the majority of that sadness focused on September 11th, 2001. Hell, I wasn't even there. So your life is never going to be where you want it to be, and that's okay. You have to accept that, but it is where it is right now, and you're exactly where you need to be right now. You couldn't be anywhere else. So just accept that and move on. See, acceptance is the key to having fulfillment and a successful life. You have to choose to accept whatever the reality is. And so your life isn't where you want it to be. Big deal. Okay, that's fine. Make it more where you want it to be. Start taking steps. Every day you could have it closer to where you want it to be, or you can have it further. So what choice are you making? Even if it's just a small direction moving forward, that's still making it better. But you have to make that choice. You can't just be upset because of that and be sad because of that. That's it's never going to go anywhere, right? I'm sure that you realize this. And let's talk about September 11th. What does that have to do with you? So what? Don't ever think about that again. They're just simply, as soon as that thought comes up, replace it with a different thought. You don't need to dwell on that. See, a lot of the problems that a lot of you guys have is because you're dwelling on these things. You need to stop dwelling on things, right? You're broken up with your ex-girlfriend. Stop dwelling on it. Don't allow those thoughts to enter your mind. Spend some time. Think about it through. Make a list of reasons why and mistakes that you made and things that you've changed and you've learned from an experience. And then take that and then store it away and don't revisit it. Don't keep revisiting it. It's not necessary. I guess the main purpose of this email is for a kick in the ass and for me to recognize that I'm not doing anything to help myself other than having a self-pity party and wishing things were different. Thank you. So yeah, all right. And hopefully I've given you a kick in the ass as you deserve, but you have to be the one who kicks your own ass. It can't just be me, right? You know, like you said at the beginning of this email, I cannot do this for you. You have to make these choices yourself. All of you guys have to make these choices yourself. If you don't make the choice to move forward, nothing is going to happen. So you have to stop, right? Drop all the excuses. Forget about the excuses. They don't matter. Whatever you have to deal with in life, you have to deal with. We all have things we have to deal with. Some things are quite unfair. Some of the things, like it's better when the problem is your own problem that you created rather than a problem that was created for you. And some of those things exist in everyone's life. But what I'm saying is that if it's a problem you created, it's also one that you can eliminate and you can make that choice. And that's good. You should be happy about that. Look for ways that things are good. If I could give you one key thing that would help you in your life right now, it's build momentum. Do the right thing for 3 days. Figure out what you need to do. And get on a schedule and get on a routine and follow that religiously for 3 days. If you succeed in doing that for 3 days, you will have enough momentum that it will carry you forward. Because it's a real simple thing, it's just momentum. That's it. And so if you get on the right path and you start to see progress and you start to see growth in your life, you'll become motivated and you will keep on achieving that.